Welcome to episode 6 of season 18 of the Growing Empire Show. I am back for the last time with my special guest, Nate Hare. And in case you missed it, this is number 4 of a 4-part episode. Nate had so much information to share that we had to break it down into bite-sized pieces for your listening pleasure. And episodes 3, 4, 5, and 6 of season 18 were all dedicated to IRAs, 401ks, utilizing your IRAs to invest in alternative investments like real estate, how to fuel your retirement plans, how to be able to give your children your tax-deferred money when you pass. There's so many different opportunities to build generational wealth, and you could do all of those things via the use of IRAs being used in the correct methods. Nate is a master at utilizing these tax strategies, and we are so fortunate to have the opportunity to have spent all of this time with him. So make sure you listen to this episode, and if you did in fact miss the other 3, please make sure you go back, because there's just too much information and you definitely don't want to miss it. So tune in.
Welcome to Growing Empires, hosted by real estate entrepreneur and trusted investment advisor, Jennifer DeJesus. Growing Empires provides insight to building wealth through passive income-producing real estate investments for those who want to build and manage a more profitable real estate portfolio.
So, in addition to, we talked about real estate, we talked about notes. What other types of investment strategies have you seen people use really effectively to really build a huge kind of nest egg for their retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one specific strategy. I would say if you looked at our high value account holders and you looked at the assets that they held in their accounts, I'm talking about our clients that have $5 million, $10 million, $30 million IRAs. Most of them actually have a pretty diverse makeup of their investments. They'll have some promissory notes that are out. They've had some tangible rental properties. They might have an investment into a syndication or a commercial property. You know, they might even have some cryptocurrency. You never know. And the reason they do that is because they're spreading out their risk and they're spreading out their wealth into different investments that pay out on different timescales. So I would probably say, you know, you just want to look at the investment and try to find investments that either have multiple income streams, you can compound the interest, or just have great growth potential, or the ability to drive growth. You know, there's a lot of times with real estate, you know, when you get out of the just single family arena and you talk about multifamily and things, you know, those are investments where you can drive the value. You have a lot more control as to where the value ends up based on your skill set. So, and that's very hard when you're investing in stocks, unless you're a stockbroker that really understands, you know, how these stocks are going to go up and down. I mean, it's really not made for people like, you know, myself who don't understand it. So I would probably say, you know, if you look at our vast majority of clients that have investments, they're kind of spread out amongst those ones that I mentioned, notes, investments into syndications or apartment buildings, commercial property, real estate. You could also throw in, I would probably say a smaller subset, but an investment that is probably a little bit more risky, but can yield some high rewards, is investing into startup businesses. We have a lot of clients that invest into startup companies that are not publicly traded, right? Think about, like, you know, Microsoft. It started with Bill Gates in a garage, right? Had you invested 10 grand out of your self-directed Roth IRA when Bill Gates was still in his garage, you'd be a multi-gazillionaire. A lot of people, they might know the story of Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is one of the first investors of Facebook. He was actually one of the co-founders of PayPal. So this is a very, very common story amongst the IRA nerds in the industry. But Peter Thiel invested through his self-directed Roth IRA. He bought one of the initial shares of Facebook before it was public. He brought private shares of Facebook. His Roth IRA today, from that self-directed investment that he did into a startup company, Facebook, his Roth IRA is now worth $6 billion.
Wow.
And that's completely taxable. Yeah. And that's through that's investing in startups.
Wow. That's incredible. So you mentioned syndications. I assume hedge funds are also something you can invest in. you know, with your IRAs, right?
Of course. Yeah. Private hedge funds, public hedge funds.
Nice. And what about like a Delaware statutory trust? Can you invest with your IRA into something like that as well?
You don't see it in the IRA world. I mean, Delaware statutory trust, a lot of times what those are geared for is deferring taxes and things like that. You already have the tax deferred treatment, the tax free treatment in an IRA. So you usually don't see those two in the same boat.
Okay.
Nothing against it if you want to do it personally. But yeah, IRAs don't need that additional tax treatment because it already has that tax treatment.
Okay. So how does joint ventures or partnerships play into your IRA? And do they? I mean, can you leverage partnerships and joint ventures to maximize returns while using your IRA as well?
Of course. Yeah. You know, partnerships can be kind of loosely defined. You know, you could just partner IRAs together without having a partnership agreement. For example, that happens all the time. Let's say me and my wife have a Roth IRA. We've got a couple kids that have ESAs. We've got a health savings account. I can partner all those accounts together to make an investment. I can partner all those accounts together on one promissory note as a loan to a real estate investor. That would be the concept of partnering IRAs together. Or my IRA can invest in a partnership. It can invest. It could be a limited partner into a partnership. We see that very, very common. We also see joint ventures. Now, this is one that I would probably say isn't used a whole lot, but it is used by some of our more savvy real estate investors. The joint venture agreement can help grow IRAs. I'll give you a quick story. I have a client that turned $10,000 into $297,000 in 2 years with a joint venture. Here's basically what happens if you want me to tell the story.
Yeah, please.
So he had a lady approach him. This is a real estate investor. He had a lady approach him that had a hoarder that lived in a hoarder house. She couldn't, she was getting foreclosed on because she hadn't paid the property taxes in 2 years. So the county was going to foreclose on her. She was in her 80s. She had no income. She had no money saved up to pay the property taxes. So she really needed some help. So my investor friend said, you know what? I'd like to help you. Let's see if we can get these property taxes paid, but I really don't know what I want to do with this house because it's a hoarder house. And if I buy it, where are you going to go? Like, you need somewhere to live. So what he did first is he structured not a straight purchase or a traditional purchase, but he did a what's called a real estate option. He drafted an option agreement, which basically said that his Roth IRA would give the homeowner $10,000 as consideration. And in return, his Roth IRA would have the first right to buy that property for the $10,000 within 2 years. This gave the lady the ability to pay the property taxes. It also gave her the ability to stay in the home for 2 years until he even figured out if he wanted this property or not. So long story short, she ended up moving in with family. This house really wasn't worth much. It was a hoarder house in downtown. It needed to be bulldozed. But his Roth IRA ended up retaining title to this property for $10,000. Well, now you got to bulldoze this property. And the plan was to build two townhomes. Where's the money going to come from to build two townhomes? He couldn't bring his own money in or his own construction company because that would be prohibited. But what he did is he went out and to his financial friend, a buddy of his that had owned his own construction company. And the Roth IRA that owned the hoarder house and the construction company formed a joint venture that said the construction company would come with all the construction costs. And when they sold the two townhomes, the Roth IRA and the construction company would split the net profits 50-50. When they sold these two townhomes in the Third Ward in Houston, the Roth IRA netted $297,000 completely tax-free. And that was through help of a joint venture.
Wow. It's so incredible to me. There's so many things that you can do to just really supercharge your income, right? Your profits, I should say, or your the size of your IRA, the value of your IRA, but just so many creative strategies to how to use this money tax deferred and really build wealth. It's really incredible.
Yeah, it is. And they should teach this in school and they don't.
Yeah, no kidding. This is probably more valuable education than a lot of what is in school today, because it's certainly, it's certainly not. Well, you know, you and I have talked about this before. There's such a vast majority of investors out there, and you know, investing in all different types of things. But if they're not educated beyond just whatever vehicle they're investing in, they're missing a lot of opportunities. And obviously, anytime you have an opportunity to defer taxes and not pay the IRS, I mean, that's a win-win for everybody. So,
yeah, especially when you talk about real estate. I mean, most real estate investors, the reason why they go out of business is because they haven't found the ways to keep the money that they make. They make money, but then they give it most of it back to Uncle Sam, and then they spend what's left. The most costly expense with real estate is taxes. So you either have to find a way to minimize it, or even better, eliminate it, and that'll keep you in the game, you know, for eternity. So, and I'll tell you this, before I got into self-directed IRAs, when I was just buying and selling real estate with conventional bank financing, you know, as a loan consultant, I thought I knew everything about real estate. Wow, man, oh boy, was I wrong. Like, I learned a whole different ball game through clients that were using self-directed IRAs and using creative strategies. It's when I first started learning about wholesaling, real estate options, buying subject to lease, you know, lease options, sandwich leases, all those strategies that are out there. I learned from self-directed IRA clients who were taking that creativity and applying it to their tax-free retirement plans. But I never learned that working at a bank, you know, doing mortgages. Never even heard of those terms.
Yeah, I can believe that.
The episode will continue in just a moment.
As an investor, we know it's important to stay on top of market trends and real estate opportunities that add value to your portfolio. We also know that having a trusted source of reliable information to help you stay a step ahead of other investors is critical to your success. If you're interested in having these types of resources, as well as access to me and my team, I invite you to join the Empire Investment Club, a free service that gives you an easier way to make sense of today's and tomorrow's real estate opportunities. As a member of the Empire Investment Club, you'll get access to relevant resources and investment-focused experiences such as live interactive webinars, market trend presentations, and investor socials designed to equip you with what you need to succeed. So whether you're an active investor, passive investor, a combination of both, or just starting out, the club is where you'll get what you need to build a portfolio you love. To join, just head over to jenniferdejesus.com, sign up, and we'll see you in the club, where everyone's on a journey to becoming a better investor.
So, you know, obviously, one of the most critical things, it sounds to me, as with any kind of investment, is that people educate themselves, self-educate themselves. And I know that you guys publish podcasts and what you do, webinars, and you have an abundance of resources for people that are available at their and could be at their fingertips. So why don't you kind of overview what's out there? What kind of knowledge base is out there? What kind of webinars you're doing? Talk to me a little bit about the podcast and maybe some of the other resources that you have available.
Yeah, so we do a tremendous job of getting education out there, because that's really how, you know, we, I would say, bridge the gap between people that are learning about self-directed IRAs and being comfortable enough to invest in something is through education. We have education online. You can go to our YouTube channel. Our CEO, Matt Sorensen, wrote the number one best-selling book on self-directed IRAs called The Self-Directed IRA Handbook. It's a book that I think everybody should take, you know, a couple hours and read. It'll give you a good firm grasp about how these self-directed IRAs work. And then just make sure that you continue in the continuing education that we provide. You don't have to have a client to join in on our podcasts, our webinars, or our workshops. We've got our podcasts. You can watch them. We've got two: Main Street Business Podcast and the Directed IRA Podcast, where we talk specifically about self-directed IRA strategies. We've got the webinars, and we've got the workshops that I actually host that get a little bit more into the weeds with different types of investment strategies and case studies. So a lot of the case studies I've given you today are the same case studies that I'll give on the workshops and even more. So I think that if you continue to just soak up the information, at a certain point, you'll figure out what you want to invest in and whether you want to be active or passive. But that's all done through education. There's not a lot of companies that spend so much time doing education, but we feel educated clients become better clients for us in the long term.
Very true. And where would somebody find out about these webinars? On your website?
Yeah, just go to our website, click at the top. There's a learn tab. You can register for our workshops. If you click on workshop, you can register for workshops or watch previously recorded ones. Same thing with the webinars. The podcast, you know, obviously you don't register for a podcast, but you can watch all the pre-recorded podcasts on our podcast station or where, anywhere podcasts are provided.
All right. Why don't you give me that website for our listeners, and I'll make sure it's also in the show notes.
Yep. It's directedira.com. So directedira.com. You find everything you need right there.
Okay. Wonderful. So Nate, is there anything that we didn't talk about that we should be talking about regarding IRAs?
I will just end with this. We've spent a lot of time, which is good. You always want to spend time talking about, you know, how are you and how are people, are the listeners? I'm just talking listeners in general. How are the listeners going to save for retirement? I find that most people are not ready for retirement when they hit retirement because they just haven't found the right types of investments to get them there. Understand that you can invest your IRA. You can have a little bit more control over your financial future through using a self-directed IRA, but it's not just for you. It's also for the passing of and preservation of generational wealth. That is the biggest thing with these retirement plans that supersedes all other types of strategies. One of the greatest gifts on this planet you can give to your kids or your grandkids or even your spouse, I think, is an inherited Roth IRA. That client that I mentioned earlier that has 12 rental properties owned in a Roth IRA, he's living tax-free. He's off the grid right now, living tax-free off tax-free distributions from those 12 rental properties owned in his Roth. But when he dies, those tax-free distributions don't stop. They continue for another 10 years for his kids. His kids will inherit all 12 properties in inherited Roth IRAs, and they'll get to take tax-free, penalty-free distributions of those assets for another 10 years. He's passing them $200,000 of annual income that will never be taxed to them, and about $6 million of assets at the same time. So if you really want to preserve your wealth and leave a legacy behind after you pass away, understand how to apply real estate investments to a Roth IRA passed on through an inherited IRA to your kids.
Well, Nate, this has been an incredible, incredible podcast, but also your wealth of knowledge and the way that you so easily break things down. You can tell that your passion for helping people navigate tax-free, you know, income and utilizing IRAs to their fullest potential is just amazing. So I really appreciate your time today and looking forward to great things in the future.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. And like I said, I'm passionate about it because I wish somebody taught me about it 10 years before I learned about it. So, and you know, anybody thinking, oh, it's too late, I'm learning about this too late. It is not too late, guys. I'm like the client that I said turned $10,000 into $297,000 on one real estate option and a joint venture. He did that in 2 years. So it's all about your knowledge as an investor. Get educated. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to make this happen. And make sure if you're going to make large profits, do it in a vehicle where Uncle Sam can't touch it.
Thank you for listening to the final episode of my 4-part segment with Nate Hare. I really hope that you enjoyed everything that we talked about and you have some motivation to start building that generational wealth. And if you've already were doing that, hopefully you found the motivation to really move your investments around and really think about the strategies that you're using and making sure that they are going to not only provide long-term wealth, but plan for your retirement and then be able to provide something to your kids. Nate has so many creative ideas and his stories were out of this world of how so many people have successfully used their IRAs and their 401ks, not only for their tax deferment strategies, but to supercharge their retirement and their financial plans. Anytime we have an opportunity to keep more income in our pockets, no matter how we're actually achieving that income, I think it's really important and really critical to use. Obviously, we don't want to pay the IRS. We want to keep that money for ourselves. And utilizing some of these tax deferment strategies and IRAs and options that are out there, well, we would be remiss in not taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there. Nate and his team provide an immense amount of education outside of what he was gracious enough to bless our podcast with. And you can find information on his company by just going to his website, directedira.com. They host podcasts. The CEO of Directed IRA published a book. They have webinars that are available and just an immense amount of information and a library full of resources for anybody that wants to learn more about these strategies. I truly hope you enjoyed everything that we had to offer in these episodes. And until next time, take care.
For more information about how Jennifer can help you plan, develop, and manage a strong real estate investment portfolio, visit growingempires.com.